And welcome to Southeast Missouri as we come to you tonight from Poplar Bluff. It'll be the Mules hosting the West Plains Scissors. And that's coming up in a matter of about, say about 12 minutes from right now on KDY. I'm Harlan Hutchison. Drew Joyce is in the process of getting our live stream up and running here to my right. Nate Hudson, engineer, is back in the studio as we're just about ready to go. It's been a rough night so far for West Plains. Freshman game was a blowout in favor of Poplar Bluff. Second game, JV game, won by Poplar Bluff by a final of 80-62. And one thing, if the varsity game follows suit for the first two games, with the first two games, you're going to see a lot of three-point shooting in this final contest. The Mules are 4-4, and the Scissors come in at 0-3. We'll take a three-minute break here and come back to Poplar Bluff in just a moment on Hot Country KDY. West Plains and Poplar Bluff is coming up here on KDY in just a few minutes. Last time out for West Plains was last Thursday night, played at Mountain Home. Bombers won that game 73-58 to go to 8-1 on the season. The Scissors dropped to 0-3 in that ball game. In that ball game, West Plains did not play poorly at all. They were trailing by three at halftime, 37-34. Then in the third quarter, the Bombers were able to separate a little bit better, 10-point game going into the fourth, and they end up winning by 15 points. West Plains' leading scorer was Briggs Houston. He had 16. Josiah Long had 12. Jared Kraft had 11 points. Big factors in the ball game, West Plains outscored from the free throw line 14-4. But more than that, from the three-point line, West Plains was outscored 42-12. That's a 30-point difference in a game you lost by 15, plus the 10-point differential in the free throw shooting. That was the entire difference in the basketball game. West Plains has played three times. They lost to Rogers, Arkansas. The Current River Challenge played really well until the fourth quarter and kind of got wore down. Same thing sort of applied at Willard. They played very well, I thought, at Willard. They had one of the best quarters I've seen from a West Plains team at Willard in the second quarter of their ball game there and led at the half by 4, 33-29. But Willard came out and really made a big push, and they were able to go on for a 66-51 win. So the last two games, 15-point losses, and tonight it'll be hard here against Poplar Bluff. We have a timeout, and we'll come back and should be about ready for the starters in just a moment on KDY. Here's the starters for West Plains tonight. At guard spot, Ethan Tuma. He is a junior of 5'11". Jared Kraft, a 6'2 sophomore guard in the lineup, along with Hollis Deckard, a 6-foot sophomore guard. Josiah Long, a 6'3 sophomore guard. And Briggs Houston, who is a 6'6 senior for the Scissors. Poplar Bluff didn't have theirs ready to go, so we'll take a break here. Back in 3 minutes with a tip on KDY. All right, starters being introduced for Poplar Bluff. Once again, the Scissors starting five will be Ethan Tuma, Hollis Decker, Briggs Houston, Jared Kraft, and Josiah Long. There's one big difference in these two rosters, and that is experience. The Mules have 6 seniors, 4 juniors, and a sophomore. West Plains has 3 seniors, 2 juniors, and 7 sophomores. Starting five for the Mules, who are 4-4. Darius Graham is a 6-foot senior. Preston Moore, 6'4 senior. Dallas Williams, 6'4 sophomore. Marlon Robertson is a senior, standing 6'1, playing guard. And Brendan Durden is a 6'1 junior guard. Will Durden is the head coach of the Mules. And Mason Miller is the head coach of the West Plains Scissors. Just looking for a good result tonight. Here's the tip, and the Scissors in the red win the tip in the red and white. The Mules will be in the white with the maroon trim, numerals, etc. West Plains on offense. No shot clock tonight. We're not in Arkansas. Left point, lob pass down low on the block. Briggs Houston back to the corner. Josiah Long drives, lob pass inside. There's Briggs. One bounce back outside. They make him give it up. Left side, left corner now. Josiah goes baseline. Lost it on the way in. Tipped out of bounds by the Mules at the 7:32 mark. It'll be West Plains ball underneath. We've been able to get the ball inside to Briggs Houston twice, but he's kicked it back outside each time. when he catches that ball inside, he needs to think basket. Over on the right side, Briggs posted up on the right low block, can't get it. Now they move around the horn. Hollis Decker drives down to the baseline, pulls it back. Now circles out, picks it up over left corner to Briggs. Briggs goes one-on-one, picks up the dribble, back out to Ethan Tuma. West Plains has burned the first 45 seconds. Shot from the corner for three, no good. Rebound on the missed shot, picked up by Ethan Tuma in the corner, shoots a three, and that's going to be no good. Rebound on the weak side, picked up by the Scissors. Josiah Long tried to save it. Back in bounds, it's picked up by Poplar Bluff, and here they come. Wraparound pass on the baseline, back out on the wing. And now a whistle and a travel violation, and that'll be against the Mules. Preston Moore got tripped up as he tried to take the ball to the basket. So the 6'4 senior turns the ball over for Poplar Bluff. No score in the game. We're 1:15 in. Tuma to the right corner. Kraft back out to the point. Josiah along the baseline. Has Briggs open inside. He got it. Bounces. Double dribble. Got away with that. Shoots the ball off the glass. No good. And the ball picked up. Back the other way we come with Dallas Williams back out on the wing. A three is in the air, and it's good, and that kind of is what you expect. Brendan Durden with the first basket of the ball game. They're going to shoot the three. They're going to shoot a lot of them. 3-0 ball game. Jared Kraft has it. Back to the right side. Hollis Deckard to the elbow. Josiah Long back out to Deckard with a three, and it's no good. Ball is tipped high, picked up by Briggs Houston. Goes up, got fouled. He'll shoot two at 5:59 of the first quarter. Dallas Williams with the foul, and that's in the act of shooting, so that puts Briggs Houston on the free throw line for West Plains. His first try here is no good short. That came straight off the lip of the rim. Next attempt for Briggs Houston is no good. And the ball tipped, and Jared Kraft with a good rebound for West Plains. Gets trapped on the baseline, lobs it out front. Hollis Deckard steps through, travel with the basketball. That is a statistic that West Plains has really done pretty well with, and that's on turnovers. Now back the other way, another quick whistle, another turnover on Poplar Bluff, and a travel is called on Darius Graham. He caught the pass coming up the floor and just didn't get the ball on the floor quick enough. So 2-1 in turnovers, Poplar Bluff. 3-0 on the scoreboard, Poplar Bluff. Backdoor cut, Josiah Long goes up and scores. Josiah, who cut in, good pass from Hollis Deckard. And Josiah Long has the first basket for West Plains. Man-to-man defense, ball tipped away, picked up in the left corner. West Plains matching up out of the zone now. In the left corner, open shot for a two is good. Brendan Durden, the coach's boy, has all 5 points, 5-2. Ethan Tuma, baseline, takes it to Briggs Houston on a bounce pass, laid it up too hard off the rim, fast break the other way, steps through, left-hand layup, travel violation on the Mules, and that's the third walking violation they've had. Darius Graham called for that. Darius Graham's got a full beard. He is a 6-foot senior. It looks like he could be a senior in college. But he goes to the bench after that turnover. And West Plains has it with 5:05 to go. First quarter down by three. 5-2 game. Ethan Tuma goes left, stripped away, loose basketball, still loose on the deck. It's going to go out of bounds. Last touch by Poplar Bluff. Clayton Robbins is in the ball game for West Plains, 6'5", junior. Here's the inbound play, stolen on a cross-court pass, and the layup by Durden is good. So it's Durden 7, West Plains 2. Here's a blocking foul on Durden out front, trying to cut off Hollis Deckard on the dribble. Foul 2 on the Mules, scissor ball. Clayton Robbins near the timeline out to Briggs Houston. Just need to be patient. Get that ball inside. Curl over the top, left point. Here's Robbins with a three, though. That's good. That'll work. Clayton Robbins tightens it up, makes it 7-5. Now in the right corner, cutting off on the baseline, turn inside, dump down pass, lost it, picked back up, no good on the shot inside by Preston Moore, rebounded by Briggs Houston for West Plains. Back from left to right in the red, West Plains with it, Kraft has it. Over on the right side, Hollis Deckard. Lob pass in, they double team and knock the ball away from Briggs, and a turnover number two on the Scissors. Up the floor, left side, underneath, layup, good. They get down the floor quick. Marlon Robertson. And we'll get somebody call timeout. Timeout on the floor, and we're back in 60 seconds on KDY. 3:46 to go. You can see the live stream of this game at OzarkRadioNews.com. Just click the link there at the top of the page, and you can see what's going on here. And what you see right there is a turnover by West Plains. Fast break up the floor. 2-on-2, layup no good. Put back is tipped up and in. Isaiah Neville just in the ball game. Makes it 11-5. Scissor ball spinning to the middle. Here's Kraft. High off the board. No good. Rebound brings Houston up inside. Up no good. And the ball pulled away by Darius Graham. And they throw the ball away up the right sideline. So the fourth turnover on the Mules. West Plains will get Josiah Long back in the ball game. He'll come in for Jared Kraft. We've had some pretty good looks at the basket, but we just haven't been able to finish shots yet. Inbound play in the backcourt. Josiah Long has it. He's picked up by Marlon Robertson into the front court now. Goes right to the right elbow, hangs and shoots a jumper off the back arm. Won't go. There's Briggs with a putback up and good. Briggs Houston makes it a 4-point game, 11-7. Robertson out front, left point. Now in the left corner on the wing. Back to Robertson. Pull up from 13 feet, around and good. Roberson now has 4, 13-7 ball game. 2:38 and counting, first quarter from Poplar Bluff tonight. Scissors on offense going left to the left corner. Josiah Long drives the baseline, double team. Has Briggs open, can't get him the ball. At the point, Tuma with a 3, off the back iron, no good. Briggs had the rebound and lost it, take it away. Back the other way comes Darius Graham and a foul on West Plains in the backcourt. Josiah Long called for the foul, and that'll be the first one on West Plains tonight. Grant Mahan comes in the game for West Plains here. He'll come in for Clayton Robbins. Grant's a 6'2 senior. At the left point, a quick 3 is shot, no good. Rebound brings Houston. And West Plains will control and bring it up. Coach Mason Miller said, about this game, we don't want to get in a track meet. Here's a drive inside by Long. No good. He missed a shot on the drive over the top. And now the ball is lost out of bounds. And it's going to be deflected off West Plains. It'll go to Poplar Bluff. Brendan Durden, who has 7 of their 13, plays the ball inbounds. And here they come up the floor. Poplar Bluff in the white, Scissors in the red. On the right side, Durden has it on the wing back to the point. Lob pass to the high post. He'll post up inside and move in, a ball loose on the floor. And we'll get a ball dished across, and here's a runner, no good. And an offensive foul will be called on the Mules, Dallas Williams. They shuttled the ball to him over in the paint, and he just kept going and ran right over the West Plains defender. That'll be the second foul on Dallas Williams. 1:38 left in the first quarter. Tuma traveled with a basketball in the backcourt. Got the inbound pass. Didn't get set before he made the pass, and so another turnover. Fourth one, both teams with 4 throwaways in the first quarter. In the corner, quick inbound, quick shot for 3, and a quick 3 for Isaiah Neville. Well, they've made a couple threes so far. We've made one, 16-7. Briggs Houston out front, kicks it left wing. Hollis Deckard, pass inside, bad pass. Tipped and stolen away. Bluff comes back in the paint. Durden forces a shot, missed it. Put back is up, no good. Tipped across, and Hollis Deckard has it. Up the floor, Josiah Long dribbles in, kicks it to the corner. Back around it goes. Bridge Houston dribbles through. Dump pass down, Josiah Long with a tough catch. Now he's double-teamed. Back out front around the horn. Touch pass in the left corner. Should have shot it. Now here's Briggs for three on the left wing. No good. Ball comes off hard to Marlon Robertson. Up the floor all the way. Here's a drive in with a left-hand layup. It's good by Darius Graham. 18-7. We've hit a dry spot here. Down by four, and they've scored seven in a row. Out front, Ethan Tuma. Bad pass across, stolen. Taken away by Neville, and a foul is going to be called after the turnover on Ethan Tuma for West Plains. Tried to throw it over the top of him, and he anticipated it and just jumped up and pulled it in with two hands. West Plains has been really good with turnovers here in the first few games, but tonight already we have six in the first quarter. 20 seconds left in the first. Mules with the basketball. Out front, dribble down the paint, cut off the dribbler, now underneath. Here's a drive with the left hand, up and get off the board. Blaze Rowland in the game, and he comes down, and he's having a little bit of an issue. So they'll come out and check on him. Could be an ankle from the way he's acting. So we'll take a quick timeout. Back in a minute on KDY. Well, it didn't take as long as I thought it would. We only had 5 seconds. West Plains played it in, took it down, and turned the ball over for the seventh time here in the first quarter. So the first quarter ends with the score. West Plains down by 13, 20-7. Back in 90 seconds on KDY. We start quarter number two. It's Poplar Bluff with the ball, and we're going to have basket interference call on Poplar Bluff. So West Plains has it down 22. It should be 20. 20-7. Scoreboard's wrong. Back to play. West Plains on offense. Josiah Long down the paint. Lobs it to the baseline. Stole it away. West Plains is turning it over left and right here. And Poplar Bluff will bring it up. Front court, Robertson steps through, right hand scoop shot, back iron won't go. Ball tipped out of bounds, last touch by Grant Mahan, so it'll stay with Poplar Bluff. I'm looking here, 11, 9 equals 20, and they have 22 on the board for the Mules. Evidently, they failed to take that last bucket off. Here's the inbound underneath. Layup up and good by Marlon Robertson. So he has six. Now at the point, Clayton Robbins. Pass down low. Briggs Houston with catch and a reach-in foul is going to be called on Poplar Bluff's Preston Moore. First team foul of the second quarter. There's no carryovers quarter to quarter on team fouls. Here's the inbound. Robbins on the baseline, shot blocked. Gets it back, though. Gets it over to Hollis Deckard from 13 feet. Good. Hollis Deckard with his first basket of the game. We'll have to go with the score on the board. It says 24-9, but I'm sure that's not right. Here's the drive into the paint. High off the board. Up and good by Darius Graham. Well, this team doesn't need a shot clock, I can tell you that. In the right corner, here's Kraft. He'll pull it and shoot from 13 feet. Won't fall. Rebounded by the Mules and a foul on West Plains on the rebound. Jared Kraft is called. First foul of quarter two. And we get a timeout on the floor called by West Plains, and we'll come back in 30 seconds on KDY. Again, you can see the game live stream at OzarkRadioNews.com. Just go to the top of the page, click the link, and shazam, you're there. Shot in the left corner on the inbound as Poplar Bluff sets up on offense. Missed shot off the lip of the rim. Back the other way, West Plains left to right. Hollis Deckard at the right elbow. Now back to the point, Jared Kraft has it. Spins to the middle, puts up the little runner, no good, but he got fouled on the shot. Good aggressive play there by Jared Kraft. And the foul will be against Darius Graham, number one on him, for Poplar Bluff. That'll put Jared Kraft at the free throw line for West Plains, looking for his first point of the ball game. Free throw is good. Next drive for the sophomore guard, 26-10, up, good again. 26-11, just under 6 minutes left in the first half from Poplar Bluff. On the right side, pass outside, Durden lost the ball out of bounds. Good play by Jared Kraft to force that turnover. He got a hand in, and the Mules throw it away for the fifth time. Josiah Long walks it up the floor, gets it over the timeline. The Mules with the lead of 15 points. Pass inside, stolen. Down the floor, here's the drive. Good, foul in the play. Basket counts as Isaiah Neville finished the play by making the layup, and he was fouled on the shot. That'll be the first foul on Clayton Robbins for West Plains, and a chance for a three-point play for Isaiah Neville, who's a 6'2 senior. Very experienced team for Poplar Bluff. Free throw, no good. And over the back foul is going to be called on the Mules. Going for the rebound, Marlon Roberson will get that foul. So, 28-11. 5:34 left in the first half. West Plains needs to put together a little run here and try to get back in the game, cut this thing down at least to single digits, maybe by halftime. Ethan Tumut, middle of the floor, dribbles to the right, still dribbling. Ball lost out of bounds, tipped out by the Mules. Jay Edmondson got a hand on that ball. He's just in the game, a 5'10 junior guard. Inbounded into the backcourt. Ethan Tuma hands the ball to Jared Kraft at the point. Briggs Houston. Right side, Hollis Deckard. Travel violation. Hollis picked up the dribble, evidently didn't get the feet set. 10 turnovers already for West Plains after having 11 the entire game last Thursday night. Left side, Darius Graham. Right point, right side to Roberson. Bounce pass on the baseline. Durden back to Roberson. He'll dribble across with the left hand. Stop, shot blocked by Briggs Houston. Back out to the corner. Durden for three. No good. Rebound over the top inside. Put up again. High off the board. No good. And Briggs Houston will get the rebound for West Plains. Graham had a good look at the basket, but couldn't finish it. Down the left corner. Back out to Deckard. Pump fake. Steps across. Shoots a three, and it's good. Hollis Deckard with his first three, second three of the night for West Plains, 28-14. Make a few of those, and the score looks a lot different. Pass in the middle, ball stolen. West Plains with the steal, up ahead. Here's a drive by Tuma, lays it up and good. Offense off your defense. Down the lane, Durham will force the shot, goes between defenders, puts it off the glass and good. Brendan Durden now with nine, 30-16. But West Plains is showing some life here. Pass inside. Durden cuts in front, steals it. Now bad pass up the floor. It's going to go out of bounds. So the team's trade turnover is there. Isaiah Neville is back in the game at a guard for the Mules. And now West Plains has Clayton Robbins, Bruce Houston, Ethan Tuma, Jared Kraft will bring the ball up, and Hollis Deckard. To the right corner, Hollis has it. Back out to the point. Fake by Robbins. And a pass behind the intended receiver there, Ethan Tuma, who was cutting, and ball goes out of bounds. That's 12 possessions that West Plains has had, and they have not got a shot. Now pass down low in the low block, and a whistle will be the result of this play, and the foul is going to be called on West Plains. Clayton Robbins, second foul, no shot on the play. Inbound from underneath. Lob pass out front. sets up the offense for Preston Moore. Passing low, Durden sets up, scores, foul on the play, basket count. Durden's a 6'1 guard. Plays a little bigger than that. Second foul on West Plains, Jared Kraft. So it's a bucket and one now for Durden. Here's the free throw try, and it's good. 32-16. Full court pressure now by Poplar Bluff. Josiah Long has the ball and brings it up with the left hand. Gets around the defender. Nearly lost it. No one coming to the ball. Now the team pops out, gets it, bounce across left side. Hollis Deckard with it. Off the screen, Josiah Long. Across to Ethan Tuma. 3:15 to go, first half. Left side, three is in the air, no good by Clayton Robbins. Rebounded by Neville. Back come the Mules. Dump down pass down low. Ball was right through the hand of Big Kate Busey, and he fumbled it away and turned it over. Now West Plains back with Briggs Houston. Pass down low. Robbins posting up inside. Goes up. Couldn't get it. Loose basketball, but a foul on the floor against the Mules with 2:50 to play in the first half. Kate Bussey has called for his first foul for the Mules. That's team foul four. So last 2.5 minutes, we'll shoot two shots on all the free throws, on all the fouls, that is. Clayton Robbins out. Grant Mahan comes in for West Plains. Inbound play. Hollis Deckard underneath on the baseline. Looks, looks, looks. And a 5-second count. Mules basketball backcourt. Cameron Settle is in the ball game, a 6'3 senior for the Mules now. Here's a shot for three. No good for the right side by Neville. Rebounded by Briggs Houston. West Plains back. Wide open three shot by Long, though, by Josiah. Long, no good. Rebounded by the Mules. Here they come. You got to stop the ball. They do. They kick it to the left wing now. Neville has it. Puts it on the floor. Dribbles in. Lost it. Picked back up, though, by the Mules. Down the lane all the way. Neville lost it on the way in. Lost it out of bounds. Last touch by the Mules. Darius Graham touched it last. Turnover 9 on the Mules. Zizzers have 12. 13 make that. 13 now. 2:12 to go in the half. Briggs Houston, left corner. Back outside. Hollis Deckard. Back on the right point to the right corner. Grant Mahan drives in, got cut off, and now a whistle, he stepped out of bounds. Turnover number 14 in the first half. We have 16 points and 14 turnovers. Left corner, a drive in, pass back. Another bad pass stolen by Ethan Tuma. We're turning it over a lot, but they're doing about the same. Problem is they're making more shots. Right side, three is good by Josiah Long for West Plains. 33-19, 1:38 to play. In the first half, Josiah with a big shot there. West Plains settles back in their 2-3 zone. Busey outside. Preston Moore has it at the free throw line. 17-footer straight on. Off the back iron won't fall. Hollis Deckard with the rebound. They had no one there to rebound that shot. Tuma beats his man on the dribble. Pass outside to Hollis Deckard to the right corner. Mahan, Long with a pump fake. Steps across. Shoots another three. This one's no good. Ball's going to be chased down by Hollis Deckard, though. He's got a wide open three in the left corner. Good. Hollis Deckard quickly has 8 points to get a timeout with 1 minute to go in the first half with a score of Poplar Bluff 33, West Plains 22. Back in a minute on KDY. Thank you, Mark McKay, as we come back here at Poplar Bluff. West Plains down by 11, 33-22. Left side, Neville with a shot for a three, and that's good. That's Darius Graham with his first three of the night. He has 7. 36-22, 40 seconds left in the half. Ball out of bounds at midcourt. He'll stay with West Plains. Clayton Robbins in the ball game for the Zizzers for Grant Mahan. Ethan Tuma will throw the ball in for the Scissors. We've made three threes this quarter. Still down by 14, 38 seconds left in the first half. Josiah Long out high, top of the circle. Steps over, shoots a wide open three, and it's going to be off the back iron, no good. Durden with a rebound. Bluff comes back with 28 seconds to go. See how long it takes him to get a shot here. Down the lane, here's a drive in. Whistle, travel violation will be the call. On Preston Moores, he split two defenders, but took too big a step and drug the back foot in the process of doing that. 18 seconds left in the half. West Plains down by 14, 36-22. We'll look for the last shot of the half. Josiah works the ball out front. He's being pressured. Breaks contact, drives the lane, puts up the left hand. Shot, no good. Rebound breaks Houston up inside. Good, with 2 seconds to go in the half. And that is the end of the first half. Well, West Plains has pulled back within 12. It looked like it was going to get away for a little while. Still, we can still see the taillights, 36-24 after one half. And we come back in just a moment on Hot Country KDY.